Okay, here we go. Moed Katan, the next Masechta here in Seder Moed, second to last Masechta in Seder Moed. Moed Katan, all about the halachas of Chol HaMoed, hence it is called Moed Katan. The Sefer Chasidim starts us off in this Masechta, telling us that it is something special and unique to learn Masechas Moed Katan. Sefer Chasidim, Reish Samach Aleph. Ehov lecha es ha-mitzvah, ha-domeh le-meis mitzvah, she'en lo-oskim. Make it beloved to you, any mitzvah that people do not do or that are not involved in. It's like a meis mitzvah that does not have any people busying themselves with that mitzvah. Kagon, shetira mitzvah bizuya, o Torah she'en lo-oskim. You see a mitzvah that is disgraced and belittled by people. O Torah, or Torah, she'en la'oskin, that people aren't involved in. Kagon, shetira shebnei ircha lomdim moed v'seder nashim, Talmud, seder kadshim. Tilmud, seder kadshim. And then if you see people of your city learning moed and nashim, so learn kadshim. V'intira she'im choshim lomod moed katan, uperek misha mesu. If you see they don't learn the third parak of brachas, or they don't learn mesechas moed katan, because they're full of avelus, atah talamdeim, learn it. The Tekabel Schar Gadol Keneged Kulam. Kihim Dugmas Meitz Mitzvah. These are all Meis Mitzvos. Ehov Osan Mesechtos Va'osan Halachos Shebnei Adamein Regilim Bahem. Shezedome La'echad Shailo Benbanos V'tavim Bnei Adam. It's like a daughter who everybody else is getting married. All her sisters are getting married and she's stuck there and she says, why doesn't anybody learn me? It's not my fault that, you know, the profession that my father told me to be involved in is making tachrichen. But why is that so bad? So dude, Moed Katan screams out at us. Why is anybody learning me? I'm also Torah. So what? I'm full of Hilchas Avelus, but I'm also Torah. And we should be learn it, and maybe then Kadosh Baruch Hu said Kilu Kiyem, we won't Chas V'Shalom have to be involved in actually fulfilling some of these halachas. But that's Sefer Chasidim Moed Katan is like a Meis Mitzvah, right? Every time something is Muznach and Bazui, or parts of Tefillah, right? Some of the poskim say we should take Tachnun very seriously, because Tachnun is Domil Meis Mitzvah. So many people, so many times, you know, leave out Tachnun, Tefillah Sapayim. In any case, this is. Gives us a little chizuk and oomph in terms of the importance of learning Moed Katan. The Mefarshim also delve into the fact that this is called Moed Katan, the small Moed. Why is it called the small Moed? Says the Kasha Klaver, says the Eretz Tzvi. The base is called Moed Katan, relating to the sun and the moon, the Mar HaKatan and the Mar HaGadol. As we know, why is it called the Mar HaKatan? Because it doesn't have any independent status and light on its own. Right? The moon gets all of its light from the sun. It's just a reflection. So too, Moed Katan, all of the Chol Moed's special status comes from the Chagim, the days of Yontif that surround it, the first day of Yontif and the last day of Yontif. So just like we have the Mar HaKatan, we have the Moed. We have the Moed Katan. One final introductory note, and that is the Mesaper Malchavetz Chaim, the Magali Sashas quotes that they say about the Chavetz Chaim, Shikaro, Bayaraso, Radin, Niftru Kamanashim, Bazachar Ze, Tokuvach Ksara. One time in Radin, there were a number of people that died, Rahman al Aslan, tragedies, one after another, and he called a get together in the yeshiva, and he started darshaning, what could be the problem here? Amar Chavetz Chaim, Yamar. The Chavetz Chaim stood up and said, Shemesechus Moed Katan, Ba'al Litvoas Elbona. Moed Katan is coming to be Toveya, its elbow. It's embarrassment. Hey, also, B'nai Yeshiva, say, I'm Lom the Mesechazu. Nobody learns this Mesechta. Besides, everybody who is in learning, even this one, Hare Avelim Lom the Mesechaz Moed Katan. V'lachay Nifter, Kamanashim, Kadesh Yom, do Mesechaz Moed Katan. Says the Chavetz Chaim, scary, biting words, right? The Moed Katan was very upset, and therefore a situation was created when people, Rachman al-Islan, had to start learning Moed Katan. Again, Moed Katan is tucked away. Chol HaMoed, Hilchos Avelus, is in the third parak of Moed Katan. The first couple of prakim, the first two prakim, out of this three parak besechta, is all about other halachas of Chol HaMoed, and we have to realize the unique significance that we have to learn a mesechta that there were others throughout history, or even today, that shy away from, but we can't. There's no part of Torah that we are allowed to shy away from. We have to focus on all parts of Torah. By way of introduction as well, a machlokas that we're going to come back to a number of times in the Mesechta, but just mention it now to start us off, and that is the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed. The concept of Chol HaMoed, as we know, is a mitzvah d'oraisa, because that's a pasuk in Chumash. Pasuk in Chumash tells us that there is a concept of Chol HaMoed, right, on 7 days, right, we have to keep Yontif on Sukkot and on And on Pesach, but as we know, the halachas are, the Isser Malacha is less on Adchal HaMoed. There's a lot more that one is allowed to do, a lot more Heterim. The question is, why is that? So there's a major machlokas we've shown him, whether Isser Malacha, not doing Malacha Adchal HaMoed, is an Isser D'Araisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan. We know, all agree, that there are five built-in heterim to Malach Adchal HaMoed. If we look throughout these first two prakim of the Masechta, that's shown, we're going to learn about each one of them in depth, but if you look in the tour in Simin Tav Kuf Lam, in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, the tour and the Beis Yosef and the Achronim afterwards, all in the Simin, the Mishnah Berura talks about it in Tav Kuf Lam, it discusses the five heterim of Chol HaMoed. What are they? What are the heterim of Chol HaMoed? We have Poel She'en L'mayochal, right, if a Poel doesn't have anything to eat, Dover Ha'aved, Meleches Hedyot, and Sarech Moed, right, all the different heterim that we have. And the tour goes through each of them, first in Ketav Kof Lamed, and then goes through in detail afterwards. Chol HaMoed She'en Hayamim She'en Bein Rishon Shal Pesach L'Shvi, V'She'en Bein Rishon Shal Chag L'Shmini, Mutarn B'chol Malacha. Well, the Torah is already going to take a stand on it. We don't read the Torah, but everybody agrees there's an Isser Malacha and there are Heterim. The question is, what do those Heterim reflect? The fact there are these built-in Heterim, is that a tipping point? Is that a reflection that, well, obviously this Malacha has to be Durabanan if you have all these Heterim. Why would there be all these Heterim if it would be Daraisa? Daraisa there are no. But just because it's a Hefsid, Davara Avid, you're allowed to do Malacha? If it's an Issa D'Araisa, of course not. So it must be D'Rabbanan. That's what many Rishonim say. But other Rishonim, and we'll get to the details as we go through. But other Rishonim say, no, it's D'Araisa with built-in Heterim. After all, this is where the Gemara uses the principle called Masra HaKasuv L'Chachamim. The Chachamim have the right to determine what the Torah meant. Usually the Rabbanan have is the D'Araisa and there's the D'Rabbanan, two different levels. But here, twice in Shas and a number more places, five or six other places that the Rishonim add in this principle, Masra HaKasuv L'Chachamim, the Chachamim are able to define the contours and to define where exactly the mitzvah or the Isser applies and where it doesn't apply. So when the Rabbanan explained that Davar HaAvid is Mutter, it means that the Torah does not Aser Davar HaAvid. Similar to Hutra and Dechuya, but not exactly. One's D'Araisa, one's D'Rabbanan. But that is the Machlokas Rishonim that we will see. And again, Gemaras or Mashma, different directions. That's why it's hard to pin down just from the Gemara. The Torah. Let's read the Torah because we have it open. Says the Torah, Mutarim b'chol malachim in haTorah. The Torah says, Mi D'Araisa, o malachas mutar. It's like weekday. Elashachachamim asrum b'miksas malachas, the cham asert certain malachos, and therefore they matter them in certain situations. Avagav the afidin lumi kroi tuva, even though you see it's based on psukim, we'll learn in chagiga, asmachdos ba'almaninu. Avalikaran eno ela mi derabanan. That's the Torah shita. Isser derabanan. Hilkach itira, and that's why they matter davar ha'avid, pirashi ha'avid, imlo ya'asenu, vitira called sarche rabim, number two, afil sarche yachid, imeno maisa uman, right, Maisa Hedyot is number three. Vitiru called Tzarech Moed. Tzarech Moed is number four. Vavil with Varmar Asurim Hitiru. Bishvil Powal in Lamayochal. There's number five. Powal that doesn't have what to eat. And then the Simanim here in Shulchan Aruch go through each one of them. Again, Davar HaAvid, Tzarech Rabim, Maisa Hedyot, Tzarech Moed, Poel She'in Lamayochal. Those are the five Heterim, the categories of Heterim that we have on Chol HaMoed. So again, the Ramban here quoted in the Nemuki Yosef, and the Beis Yosef points out this Ramban. There in Amoy Katan, we have Nemuki Yosef in the back instead of the Ran. And also, we will keep in mind, Rashi, again, like we had earlier in Maseches Tainis, this seems to be not the real Rashi. Achronim say that Rashi's here seem to be Soser, Rashi's elsewhere. So again, it's a Rishon. We'll call him Rashi, but it might not be, it probably is not the real Rashi that we have. So again, D'Araisa, D'Rabbanan, and I was just about to mention, the Ramban has a middle approach. Middle approach to the Isser Malacha, where in the Beis Yosef quotes this Ramban that's quoted here in the Nemuki Yosef. Let me just find it. Says the Ramban, Hitop Shara, the Amar, Shekom Malacha She'en Litzarech HaMoed, Ve'en Adavar Avid, Asurim in HaTorah, Veshi Litzarech HaMoed, Muteres, Bei Malachas Uman, Bei Malachas Hedyot, Ava Bishin Adavar Avid, Ve'en Kol Shri Adavar Avid, Muteres, Ava Bishin Litzarech HaMoed, Ava Gav, Des Beit Tirchi Yisei Rasa, The Ramban says some are D'Araisa, some are D'Rabbanan. Again, a very important topic, which we'll get to when we talk about the details And we see the Rishonim that discuss it. Okay, now we get into the Masechta. Mashkin, three prakim, as we know. First parak here is on Daf Beis. Second parak is a little bit later that we will have on Daf Yud Beis Amid Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Yud Gimel Beis is the beginning of El Magalchin. El Magalchin, the third parak, all about Hilchos Avelus, that starts in Daf Yud Gimel and goes to the end of the Masechta. And the Rush has 100 simanim on the third parak, which we will get to. So much of Hilchos Avelus is based on that Rush in the third parak of Moed Katan. Okay, with that introduction, we start. Mashkin beis hashlachin b'moed u'bishvias. Mashkin, one is allowed to water a field that needs watering. One is allowed to water a beis hashlachin. There are two types of fields, the Gemara says. Beis hashlachin and beis habal. Beis hashlachin means an irrigated field, right, where we irrigate throughout. And beis habal is one that relies on rain. Baal, the balam of the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the rain. So mashkin, one is allowed to water a beis hashlach and an irrigated field on the moed. Why would it be allowed? Because, as Rashi explains in the first Rashi, that is a hefsid. If I don't water it, it's going to be ruined. Third line in Rashi, lefisha hulo hefsid gadol, emeno mashke osa. It'll be a great hefsid if I don't water it. V'davar shal hefsid, itir chachamim l'shrochba b'chol shamoed. And dvar hefsid, chachamim, chazal, matired. For you to do on Chol HaMoed. K'moshon HaMosim Sechas Chagiga, like we have in Chagiga, what's the Gemara in Chagiga, which quotes the Isra Malacha based on Psukim, and then at the end of the Rashi, HaLamasr and HaKasuv, El HaChachamim, Lo Malacha, Eza Malacha Asur, B'Chol HaShamoed, the Ezehi Mitaris, right? That Rashi starts off by saying, Chachamim Hitiru, and then quotes that Gemara, not 100% clear in this Rashi, what he is holding. But either way, Rashi is telling us the Yesod. First heter that is being discussed here of Chol HaMoed is Hefsid. Hefsid, Davar HaAvid. One is allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed for Davar HaAvid. Why is it Dafka Beis HaShlachin and not Beis HaBaal? As we will see, because Beis HaBaal would require a lot more tircha. A lot more tircha to water it, because it just gets, you don't have enough rain. You know, you're gonna have to do a lot more work, and therefore, tircha yaseira is gonna be the limitation of the heter. Again, step one, Isra Malacha. Step two, you're allowed to be mashkin Beis HaShlachin because it is davar hefsid, davar ha'avid, and step three would be a limit of that heter, would be tircha yaseira. So again, maskin beis hashlachin b'moed, one is allowed to do an moed, u'bishvias. We'll talk about Shemitah, but Shema tomorrow's daf gimel, lot of yesodos, regarding the Yisrael Malach of Shemitah, which is Habal Leina Latova, in a couple of weeks. But one is allowed to do water even during Shemitah. We'll have to see why, right? There's an Isser of Avodah Sakarka. We learned that from a Pasuk in a number of places, Parshas Bahar and elsewhere. So why would you be able to water, right? Are there Heterim in Shemitah like there are on Chol HaMoed? We'll have to see. But either way, so we'll focus on Chol HaMoed first. So you're allowed to do that. Bein mima'ayan shayatza mitchila. Bein mima'ayan shalo yatza mitchila. Whether it is a recently created ma'ayan to the field. Recently created would be a reason not to allow, because if it's recently created, maybe it'll collapse. Maybe the sides, the side walls will fall in. I'll have to fix it, which will lead to tircha yaseira. So am I worried about potential tircha yaseira? The Mishnah says no. So even a mayan shayatza mitchila, and bein mayan shalo yatza mitchila, or a mayan that's not so recently open, it's been around for a while. By the way, Tosfos on top defined what a beis hashlachin is. Sada she'ena mistapekes b'megishamim. A field that doesn't rely purely on rain. V'tzarech lashkosa tamid. And you always have to be mashkid. V'mein mashkinosa tadir nifsedes. Hilkach mashkinosa b'chal ha'moed. U'mishim seda sh'rolei rabbanan. Racham aloud. By the way, another tip-off that we know that is not real Rashi. Tosfos on this Masechta again acts like Rashi. Whenever there's no real Rashi, there are other Rishonim try to take the place of Rashi where they didn't have it. So Tosfos on this Masechta and Tosfos back in the Batinus a little bit, the Ran on Masechas Nedarim, right? Whenever and we have Tosfos on Masechas Nedarim, so whenever we have other Rishonim that do that, that's a clear giveaway that it's probably not Rashi. Good. That's the first line of the Mishnah. So again, you're allowed to be mashkin, doesn't matter what type of mayan. Aval ain mashkin, but you're not allowed to lo mi me megeshamim. You're not allowed to take water and try to use megeshamim from it. Why? Because that will be, as we'll see, tircha yaseira, v'lo mi me me hakilo, not well water. Kilon is a pail. You're not allowed to go all the way down and try to get it from the well, because again, tircha yaseira. Ve'inos anu gios likfanim, one is not allowed on Chol HaMoed to make ditches around the vines in in order to collect the water, because that is also Tircha Yaseira. Maybe you could have even done it before Chol HaMoed. Good. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Omer, Ein Osen Asa'amu B'tchila B'moed B'shvias. One is allowed to create a water aqueduct for the first time, a new irrigation aqueduct for the field on Chol HaMoed or in Shemitah, because that's Tircha Yaseira. V'chamim Omrim, Osen Asa'amu B'tchila B'shvias. You're allowed to for during Shvias. During Shvias, there's more lakula, more reasons lakula during Shemitah than there are during Chol HaMoed, according to this Shita, at least in this regard, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, right, you could do it, lechatchila. Rabbi Chiya mi Pariz, in his Sefer here on Moed Katan, discusses why is Shemitah any more kal? Rak al chalamoi no mar sha'asur lahashkos sade beis abal. Avol b'shviyas mutu lahashkos. Bein sade beis ashlachin, bein sade beis abal. Why? So he explains the chilek based on the Yerushalmi. He says, why? Mipnei, shebishviyas ein iser malacha klali el arak avodas karka. Lachin lachashiju latircha. Number one, in Shemitah there's no iser to be toreach. There's avodas karka. Special tircha. Tircha is there. That idea is a Shabbos and Yontif concept. Doesn't apply to Shemitah. I could do very hard work during Shemitah, as long as it's not avodas karka. Avodas karka is the key. So therefore, because it's so limited, it's only avodas karka as a reason to be mekel. Number one. Number two, only on Chol HaMoed, where it's a much shorter time to deal with. Zmano katzar v'yachol lahamtin al achra HaMoed. Asro olav. Avol shvi esmana meruba. For a whole year, right, that is more difficult, and therefore it would not have to, we would have to be machber in Shemitah as much as we are during Chol HaMoed. The Ritva here argues, by the way, on the Rebbe Yochim Pariz, he says that maybe even during Shemitah, you're not allowed to be mashka, so the Beis Abal, we'll have to talk more about Shemitah, Be'ez Hashem, on the end of today's daf, which is really, we're going to discuss that next time. Okay, says the Chachamim in the Mishnah that you're allowed to create the aqueduct b'tchila during Shemitah. Umesaknin es ha-mukul kalos b'moed. And one is allowed to fix mukulkal ones that got ruined. You're allowed to fix them on Chol HaMoed, right? That's not as much of a tircha. It's a tzorech rabim, and therefore it is allowed to be done. We'll get back to that tzorech rabim soon, but let's first finish the Mishnah. Umesaknin es kilkuli amayim shebrishas rabim. One is allowed to fix any type of water sources in rishas rabim. Again, tzorech rabim. One is allowed to do that. V'chot denosan, and to chisel them out. Umesaknin es adrachim es arachovos, and to fix the roads. Ves mikvos hamayim, and any type of mikvah, all these on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do this. Sarach Rabim is one of the five heterim. V'ochin kol Sarachi Rabim, we'll have to see what that's including. All Sarachi Rabim are allowed to be done, pashtus, even if it is Maisa Uman. Even if it is Maisa Uman, it sounds like this is what would be allowed, even if it's a professional work. Umitzayin as a kfaros, and also one is allowed to be mitzayin and mark off kfaros, as they used to do in the times of the Mishnah to make sure kohanim don't go near it. V'yotzin af al ha-kilayim, and they also could start going out on regarding kilayim that got overgrown with each other during the winter, like the Mishnah says in the beginning of Shkalim, that they start announcing Rosh Chodesh Adar about the kilayim, but here already on Chol HaMoed, if they haven't gotten rid of it, they go out. Peasant sends out messengers to uproot the kilayim. V'yotzin af al Tosin af al kilayim. Tosin says here, v'yotzin al kilayim, mitzvah hi latzeis. K'tarina v'gamar, v'otami lahani achrini. The other ones are, you have to do, you're allowed to do it, therefore you have a heter to do it. Because you're allowed to do it and you have to do it. The last line is, yotzin, they can. Mitzvah hi latzeis. K'tarina v'gamara. And it's not exactly like the others. Okay. We could do it. Getting back to one other point that the Rush brings out on the Mishnah, talking about Sarche Rabin. The Rush quotes the Rivet. Of course, the Ravid, after he lists off all of these items in the Mishnah, plus more in the Gemara, related to Sarche Rabim, Pirish HaRavid Zal, talking about these Sarche Rabim, he quotes, even if it's difficult, and there's a lot of tircha involved, V'kolelu, Afa pi shahaya torach gadol, u'befarhesya, it's a lot of tircha, it's in public, V'kivein malacha b'moed, what if they waited? They dafka waited to Chol HaMoed to get it taken care of. Even so, said the Ravid, it's mutter. Afal pikein hiter lahem. Still allowed. Why? Shetzarchei rabim. Fascinating line. Shetzarchei rabim einam nigmarim ela b'shas habatala. When do public things get done? Only when people can't do private things. People are always interested in their own life first. So if they're involved in their own life, they're at work, they can't do tzarchei rabim. So tzarchei rabim are only when people can't do their own things. like Chalamoid. Umishum de dummy lekadera de beishutfi. It's similar to what the Gemara says in one place, that a pot that belongs to two people never gets hot. If you have a pot of one person, the one person takes care of it, is in charge of it. That's the line that the Gemara has to emphasize that when you put two people in charge of something, then nobody does it. Put one person in charge. Should be one person in charge, because then it'll get done. So that's what this is like. Tzarchi Rabim, nobody wants to take charge. And therefore, even if they were Mekivin Malachto B'moed, says the Ravid, here in the Rush, it would be Mutter. U'b'shashin B'teilin, U'mischabrin Kulan, V'osin, Im lo yase az, lo yase la'olam. If you don't do it now, it's never going to be done. And therefore, it is allowed to be done, even though they were mechavin. And then he says a little bit later on, "V'zeo ahefer sheish bitzorchei rabim ki ma'isa uman b'inyan sheitzorach hamoed v'imzorach hamoed ma'isa right zorach hamoed and ma'isa uman go together. But if it's zorach rabim, then even without ma'isa, even a regular ma'isa uman that's not a zorach hamoed would be okay. V'imzorach hamoed u'avavisha given him malachta hamoed v'torah gadol u'mutter." As he explained. Okay, now we continue with the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah had told us that you're allowed to be mashke, you're allowed to water the irrigated fields on Chol HaMoed. And it doesn't matter what kind of ma'ayan, a recent ma'ayan, recently made ma'ayan, or a new one. Says the Gemara, Hashta yesh lomar mi ma'ayan sheyatza mitchila, dasilin pulei mashke. And once you say a recently made ma'ayan, where there is a chash that it hasn't it's a strong place yet, and it might fall down onto itself, and it could lead to Terchi Yaseira Mashkin, yet we're not worried about that. We're still Mashkin. So a Mayan that's not new, an old one, that's no Chash. So does the Mishnah even have to say that? Of course that will be Mutter. So Amri Yitzchak. No, we still need it. If it only said that one, the one that was Yatsa Mitchila. Only by a recent one. So there's a little pressure, but there's not so much pressure. We're worried, but we're not so worried. So we will allow you to water a Beis HaShlachin. But Beis HaBaal, no, Mishum Da'azlin Pule, because we're worried about it falling, and therefore Beis HaBaal, which requires a lot more. So we're worried. Av Mayan shelo yatsa mitchila, but a Mayan, an old Mayan. Delo asilin pule, ema afilu beis habal nami, even beis habal would be mutter. Kamash malan. That's why you have to mention both, to say they're both limited. Loshna Mayan shelo yatsa mitchila, v'loshna Mayan shelo yatsa mitchila, beis hashlachinin, beis habal lo. They are both limited. Says the Gemara, let's get into language a little bit. Umay mashma dahai beis hashlachin, lishne ditza chusahi. Umay mashma dahai beis hashlochin lishna de tzachusahi. How do we know that the word beis hashlochin? How do you know shlochin means tzachusa? Literally means tzachus means thirsty. So it's thirsty for water, and that's why he needs this irrigation. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, by Amalek viata ayef viageya. He attacked you when you were tired and weary. Umetargeminon, and the targum says veat mishalhei vilae. You were tired and weary and thirsty. How do you know the language of Beis HaBaal? Where do we see in Tanakh? Why did Chazal pick that Lashon? That's really the question. Why did Chazal, which Psukim? We assume Lashonos of Chazal are based on Psukim. How do we know that that type of feel, that word Baal is Miyasev, it's Miyushav, it's settled. Dechsiv ki yiv'al bachur besula. When the pasuk says by Yeshayo, talking about a man and a woman being together, umetar gaminon arikama demitosav uleim imbesulta yis yasvun begavech benayach. It'll be settled, so a field that relies on just rain, and that's good enough for the rain, so it's good enough for the field, so that is more settled. Good, but if it doesn't have, then you're going to have to do tircha to be able to get it back to where it should be. So the Mishnah said up until now that one is allowed to do certain malacha on Chol HaMoed when it is davar ha'avid, number one, but it is limited to non-tircha yisera. That's why it's limited to the Beis HaShlachin. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out who is the Tana. Is there any other Tana? Who is the author of this Mishnah? So, man Tana de Pseida in Harvachalo. Who is the author that says, number one, only Pseida, only Davar Ha'avid is Mutter. Harvachalo, a lack of profit is not good enough. is not good enough to allow you to be able to do the malacha on Chol HaMoed. Again, only a loss, but not a lack of a gain. Because that's the example the Mishnah gives. V'afilu b'makam seida mitrach nami lo tarchinan, and even once it's mutter because it's seida, tircha yaseira is not totally mutter. That's also limited. And we'll see later on that there are many different types and variations of cases of tircha and not tircha. We'll see the Ritva later on in the second parak. So Amar Rav Huna, or the end of the first parak, really. So two suggestions. Session number one, Amar Rav Huna, ben Yaakov. This opinion is really Blazer ben Yaakov's shita. It's not as we will see. The Mishnah says on the Vav Mebeis, Rav Blazer ben Yaakov Omer, he says, Moshchin es hamayim e'ilon le'ilon. You're allowed to spread water from one tree to another tree. One tree is having water, you're allowed to spring that to the other tree, to another tree. Ubavachalo yashkes asadakula, but you cannot water in between. You can't water the whole field in between the trees. It's just from one tree to another tree. So that sounds like, why? Because if you don't water the tree, then it's gonna be a hefsid. The rest of the field doesn't really need it, but it'll give us revach. But you see from the Mishnah, there, at least point one of our Mishnah, that hefsid is mutter, lack of revach is not. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amar the Shah Mislayla Rabbi Eliezer Harvacha Delo. Fine, point number one of our Mishnah can be proven, and that's what Rabbi Zimran on Yaakov Shita is. Tircha b'makab seita misham mislay. But what about the second point of our Mishnah? The first point was only a potential loss and not a potential lack of a gain. Fine, that's Rabbi Zimran on Yaakov Shita. But what about the second point, that even when it's mutter, it's not mutter b'makab seita? So, you don't, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says nothing about that. So how do you know that he agrees to that? Again, Misha Amislay, does he say that's Asr? So, Ela Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa has a different suggestion. Hamani Rebbe Yehuda hi. Really, it is Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Rebbe Yehuda is the Shita of our Mishnah, the Tanya. Rebbe Yehuda says in the Tosefta, in our Perek, Ma'ayana Yotzei B'tchila. First we have the Shita of Rebbe Meir, the most makel Shita. Ma'ayana is B'tchila. Even a newly established Ma'ayan. Mashkin Mimenu Afilu Sada Beis Habal. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Meir is the most makel. We shouldn't discuss, are there any limits to a Meir Shita? What does he allow? Any hefsid, you're allowed to do anything. That's what it sounds like, right? It's all mutter, even Beis Habal, and even a new one that you might be worried that it'll fall down. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Mashkin Ela Sada Beis Hashlachin Shacharva. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're only allowed to water a field, a Beis Hashlachin one, right, a more limited type, Shacharva, that became desolated and decimated. We'll have to see what that means. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Lokach V'Lokach. I disagree. We don't know exactly what that means. We'll have to see in the Gemara. Yes, sir, Al-Kain. First, the last line. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo yifane adam amas hamayim, v'yashke l'ginaso l'chor v'aso b'chol shavoyed. A person shouldn't clean out the amas hamayim, the aqueduct, and water his garden, or his chorva, on Chol HaMoed. Again, that would, pashtus, according to Rabbi Yehuda, be tircha yaseira. So let's get back to the first three opinions. My charva. What does it mean, charva? Mayor, we know, hold everything's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's mutter, beis hashlacha shacharva. What does that mean? So, ilay marcharva mamish doesn't mean totally dried up, totally desolated, then desolate. So, lamali demashkala. So, how would watering it help? That's not going to help. It's still going to be hufsad. So, how is that going to help? So, that can't be what it means. So, ela v'amar abaya, shacharva mimayan ze v'yasle man acher. It means it lost its original water source, but now it has another one. So that is what is allowed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, giving it another water source, right? Because that is something that already had it before, and you could save it, and it's preventing hefsid. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, lokach v'lokach. No, he argues. Lo shna chara mayana v'lo shalo chara mayana. Either one, mayat shiatsa b'tchila lo. No, he is worried about potential tircha yaseira. Such a high standard. Not only is tircha yaseira asr, but potential tircha yaseira is asr. And therefore, if it's a new ma'ayan, no way. You're only allowed to use old ma'ayanot. So our Mishnah is like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that has that limit. So again, the Gemara says, how do you know? Umi mai dilma adkan lo ka'am Rabbi Yehuda. Beis hashlachin in. Beis habalo. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's limit in the Tosefta of only the Beis HaShlachin and not the Beis HaBaal is because he's talking about the bigger Chiddush Ma'ayan, Ela Ma'ayan Sheyatzeh B'tchila. Maybe that's the only reason he limits it to Beis HaShlachin. Dilma asilin pule, because he's worried that it might fall in. Aval ma'ayan shelo yatsa betchila, but a ma'ayan that's an old ma'ayan that's been here for years, that there's no worry that it's going to fall. Dilma asilin pule, afilo besabal nami, even besabal might be allowed. So how do you know? How do you know it's Rabbi Yehuda's shita? So the Gemara says, throws up his hands and says, well, we don't have any other choices. Im kein masisa naman tirmia. So we have a Tosefta, which is a parallel discussion of the same topic as our Mishnah. We'd rather say it's not four opinions. There are three opinions in the Tosefta. So it's got to be one of them. So who are you going to throw? It's an El Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Lo shna mayach yasa betchila. Lo shna mayach lo yasa mitchila. Beis ha-shlochen in, beis ha-valo. It's like our Mishnah says. Vahai diktani ma'ayan sheyatsa betchila. That which it says, ma'ayan sheyatsa betchila, why does it mention that? Lo'odiach ha-kochad, Rabbi Meir. To tell you, the chiddush, the power of Rabbi Meir Shita, da'afilu ma'ayan ha-yotse betchila, even a new one that you're worried about, mashkeim en afilu ste'abal. He has the most mekel shita, and that's the chiddush of why we mention that. Says Tosfos, this, why did he mention that? To emphasize the shita of Rabbi Meir. V'yim tomar v'listeisha lo yatsu b'tchila. Why don't you say the other one, the old one, lo diach ha-kochad Rabbi Yehuda d'machrir, to emphasize Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow you, even if it's an old one. Why don't you say that chiddush? V'yishlomar Tosfos answers, the bach adds in, koach dehetera adif. The koach of heter is always adif. When the Mishnah wants to tell me, or the Gemara wants to tell you something, you know, it's always a bigger chiddush and better to tell you the koach of heter and not the koach of iser. Why is that? So, famous discussion that we've had, Rashi Maseches Beis Dav Beis tells us that anyone can be machmir. That's not the chiddush. If you don't know the halacha, you can be machmir. It takes someone who really knows the halacha to give you a heter. No, sometimes even if you don't know the halacha, you're also going to be machmir. But if there is a heter given by an authoritative figure, you know they're really comfortable with it. Rashi, Tov lo v'hashmi enu koach divrei hamatir shu somech al shmuaso ve'enu yarei lahatir. He's not scared. Aval koach ha'osrin ein araya. Koach ha'osrin is not no raya that they really know. Shakol yichol lahachmir afilu b'davar amuter. Anybody can be machmir. That is the Rashi. There is a chiddush that we know from the No de Bihuda there in Maseches Beitza on Rashi says, ah, ani ragil lafarish. I am accustomed to limit that Rashi. Koach dehatera adif is only better when without this shita I would have been machmir. And therefore the koach of heter is adif. For example, dinim de araisa. Isur de araisa, where I would have said something de araisa lachumra, says the Noda Yehuda, there you say koach dehatera adif. Hiniani raga lafarish. Koach dehatera adif mishum de zenachutz lahashmi enu. Shim lo neida ha heter bebirur. If I wouldn't know the heter, tzrichan anu lahachmi safek. To suffer is a lachumra. Aval ha oser lo asa lanu toelis bedvarav. The oser didn't do anything. Shavim ayinu mesupakim. Even if we didn't know, gamkin ayinu machmirin. Machmas ha safek. Omitokach ani raga lavamar. And that's why it says the Noda Yehuda here in the tzlach. You know, the Noda Yehuda, Yecheskel Landau, he named the Tzlach after his mother, Tzion Lenefesh Chaya, and he named the Noda Yehuda after his father, Yehuda. His name was Rabbi Yecheskel Landau. But he named the Sfarim after his parents. So that's what he says right here in Beitza Dabbeis. Mitokach ani ragilomar, daha, tekoch natera adif, that's only by Doraises, but by Durabanans, koach te isura adif, because without this issue, without this sheet, that would have been Mako. And therefore, you don't say koach dehatera adif. I wouldn't make it anyway. I will now plug to hibish al sofrim, but na fochu. The savit rabbanu hu lakula v'yem kain koach dehisura adif shem lo hodianu shu aser hayinu mekilim besveiko ulefize b'shmaitzin shu iser derabbanu. He's talking about there. This is derabbanu in Maseches Beitza daf beis. They say koach dehatera. He says, what about muksa over there? He runs into a problem because muksa is a rabbanan. He says, it's kain da araisa. So fine, that is the slach. The Reb Ol Yashiv here in the Ha'aris points out that according to Rov Rishonim, that the Isser Malach and Chol HaMoed, many Rishonim hold this drabanan. So then this doesn't work out. This pshat of Tosfos in the Gemara doesn't work out because Tosfos is applying Kol HaTeir Adif even to Isurei drabanan. Okay, good. Says the Gemara Itzmar. Viter, as we talk about the Isurim. It's fascinating on these first couple of dafim, and important ha'ara, is that the Gemara goes and segues from various areas of halacha in terms of Isur Malacha. We have Chol HaMoed, we have Shemitah, we have Shabbos, right? All of these are different areas, and you might have different definitions, as B'ez Hashem we will talk about over the next couple of days. Says the Gemara Itmar, Machlokes Amoraim coming up. Hamenachesh, if somebody weeds, the Hamashkemayim Luzraim B'Shabbos, or somebody waters, Somebody waters grass, somebody weeds on Shabbos. So those are toldos of Shabbos. Those are not avos. Avos is zoreya. Right? Those are toldos. So, mishamay masrinan bay. What hasra'a do you give? In other words, which av is menachesh and mashkemayim included in? And we're going to relate this ultimately to Shemitah, as first we talk about Shabbos. So what hasra'a do you give? Rabba amar mishum choresh, Rav Yosef amar mishum zoreya. Rabba says choresh, because choresh is defined as helping out the ground, and you're helping out the ground here. Rav Yosef says mishum zoreya, because you're helping out the tree. And this is defined as helping out the tree. Stop there. Actually, let's continue first, and then we will come back. Amar Rabba, Kavasa Didi Mistavra. Rabba says, it makes sense according to me. It makes sense it's Choresh, that these are Choresh. Why? Madarko Shal Choresh Lurefuye Ara. What is the definition of plowing, softening the earth, in order to then get ready to put seeds in, but softening the earth, Hainami Mirefuye Ara. So to this is softening the earth. When you weed or when you water, you're softening the earth. Amr of Yosef, Kavase Didi Mistavra. No, I think I'm right. I think it's Zoreya. Madarko Shal Zoreya Litzmuche Peira. What is the Zoreya about? It's about causing growth, promoting growth to trees and fruit. Tachanami Mislach Peira. And this also promotes, and therefore, that is what Av it should be included in. Tosva says, the Machlokas is, do you focus on the Maisa or the Totsa? Debasar tosis kamarape ara debasar ikar hamalachas lina madam alacharish. You look at the maisa; it is softening the earth. Verav Yosef avagav de ikar malacha dom alacharish machsheves hanefesh uav lurefuye ara. Wow, the machshava is not just about the ground; it's about the fruit. Uba kliplegi the rabba sarva the basar maisa midaminan la v'lachar machshava. Verav Yosef sarva bas machshavas lina tavi ikar v'loas lina basar. Hadimion. Don't just go by the physical common denominators that they have. That is not good enough. So it's a machlokas whether watering is choresh or zoreya. So let's continue because we're in the middle of the thought. Amalei Abayel Rava Lididach Kasha or Rabbi Yosef Kasha. I think you both have problems. Lididach Kasha Mishem Choresh Im Mishem Zoreya Lo. What is only choresh? Rabbi Yosef Kasha Mishem Zoreya Im Mishem Choresh Lo. It has a little of both. So how can you choose one over the other? The chitema, and if you want to say, kol echad yikatarti lo machayev alachad, and if you want to say, well, whenever you have two, you got to choose one. So why they chose one. They felt that you're right. They both agree. They're both there, but they chose one. No, what's the problem? Maybe it should be both. V'yamar av kahana. Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim chayev shtayim. Zomer, if I prune, but I'm not only pruning in order to benefit the item that I'm pruning from, but I also want to use what I prune for firewood, chayev shtayim. Get two aveiris. Chayev shtayim. Achas bishem noteya, v'achas bishem kotzer. I'm chayev for planting, because zomer is a tolda of noteya and kotzer. So you see, ki b'chayev two. So just like you're chayev two for zomer tzorach le'etz, so you should be chayev two in the case of mashke mayim lezroim. Right, Menachesh, that was mentioned before. How could they choose one over the other? Kasha, so no answer given to that. Okay, two important discussions of Tosas. First, a very important line of Tosas, which should probably be made more well-known. We're trying to make it well-known right now. Tosas says, how could, since this Gemara comes up in Shabbos, I don't think this Tosas is in Shabbos. Maybe it is, but I don't remember, but I think it's here. Chayev Shtayim, so if Zomer Sarach Le'etzim, you're Chayev two. I ask Tosas, don't we have a principle of Kinle B'drabah Minei? Whenever you have two punishments, you only get one. Right? Mishem Risha Achas Atam Machayev V'yetam Machayev Mishem Shnei Rishuyos. Risha Ayos. Tosas answers, that's only if you have two different levels of Onesh. You have Misa and Malkus. You have Malkus and Mammon. You have Misa and Mammon. But if you have two of the same Onesh, you don't say Kimwe. Wow. Taratachi, Tosas says, middle of Chayev. Kigon diika miso malkus. Avotarti mili da asiron. De damyin lahadadi. Bishte malkios. Shravayu chad rishahu. Volomemati mi rishaso. De kolshe malkus chad rishahu. All malkus is one risha. Especially here, we might add that it's one action. Maybe it's two different actions. It's something more to talk about also. This is one action that might make it better or make it worse. In the sugis of Kimlai. At least here it's one, but he says, all Malkus is Shem Rishachadu. Fachanami Yamar Mesechas Psachim. Also in Psachim, right? Remember the Gemara is in Psachim, it's also in Malkus. If somebody eats a certain type of bug, you can get four Averis. Four Malkus. Again, what about Kimlai? The answer is there's no Kimlai if it's all the same. V'yafagav, and then he adds on another point here. We're about to ask Rav Kahana, Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim. But the Gemara just asked. The Gemara said, ah, how can you say this? Doesn't Rav Kahana say that you're chayev too? Why don't you just answer? Rav Kahana can say whatever he wants to say. Rav and Shmuel have to agree with Rav Kahana? Rav Yosef and Rabbah have to agree with Rav Kahana? So the Gemara answers, it's not a brisa. Says Tosfos all the way at the bottom. The Avag after Rav Kahana, Amorahu, Makshi, Minei, L'Rabba, L'Rav Yosef. Why? Mishum de Gavra Rabbah Havei. He was a great man. He was the God of Ador. Gavra Rabbah. And therefore, even though he's not a Tana, he's not a Brisa, still, they could ask from him. Keda Ashkechan, like we have in Baba Kama, and the story of Rabbi Yochanan, to have a Charif Tuva. Somebody is great, so you can still ask from him, even though it is not a Mishnah, or a Brisa. I mean, we'll get back to Gavra Rabbah if we have time at the end. Either way, let's get back to the previous Tosfos though. Discussion in the Rishonim, and that is, if we remember the language of the Machlokas of Rabbi and Rav Yosef, the Gemara didn't just say what Av Malacha is Mashken Menachesh, but the Gemara said, Mishumai Masrinan Be, what Hasra'ah do you give? We know, in order to get a punishment in Misa, in Bezdin, Misa's Bezdin Malkus, one needs Hasra'ah. The question is, what do you have to say for Hasra'ah? What do you have to say for Hasra'ah? Do you have to say the specific Avera? Okay, let's say you have to say, if you do this, that's an Avera, and you're going to get punished. You're going to get punished. Tosfos says, Mishamai Masrinan, De'ein Adam Lokev, Lo Neherag, Ela Basra. Shemasrinan Be, Lo Tase, Achisura. Don't do this Avera. That's the pashtus of Hasra. Don't do this Avera, or else you're going to be killed. Or you're going to get Malkus. The question is, how specific does one have to be? So there's a Rashi in Masechet Shavuos on Daf Chaf. The Minchas Chinuch loves this Rashi. He quotes it many, many times. Rashi Shavuos Daf Chaf seems to say that you got to quote the Pasuk. You got to quote the Pasuk in the Torah to give Asra. Whatever Pasuk it is based on. And that's why it's very crucial, if you have different Isurim, to know which Pasuk to quote. And we have to know, Machlokas, between Minyan and Mitzvahs. The Rambam might say one Pasuk, the Ramban might say another Pasuk. Very crucial. Halacha L'maisa, it might be for Hasra. But what about Shabbos? There's only one Pasuk. So there were a number of Gemaras. This Gemara in Shabbos, and a couple Gemaras in Shabbos about Hasra. So what about if somebody's going to do a certain malacha on Shabbos? If it's just the pasuk, there's only one pasuk. Lo sasa ka malacha. So what does this gemara mean? Mishumai masrina be. What is the pashtus of this gemara? You have to say the right av. No, 2 points. Number one, you have to say the av, and number two, you have to say the right av. Why don't you just say? Why don't you just say the hasra? You can't water on Shabbos, or else you're going to get killed. No, the gemara says mishumai masrina be, as if to say you have to say the av that mashka mayim lizrom is in. Number one, and not only you have to say the av, you have to say the right av. Right, that is the implication of the Gemara. But all the Rishonim here and elsewhere deal with, is this really true? Right, there's another Gemara at the end of Shabbos, Mishumai Masrinan Bey, a type of sinun that is being done there. If you look at the Tosfos Rid here, Tosfos Rid tries to take the teeth out of this Gemara. The Gemara, it just means, and this is what the Tosfos Rid says in Shabbos as well, all this Gemara means is that you can't warn with the wrong av. Mishumai Masrinan Bey, if you're going to warn, which av should you say? Because if you say the wrong one, it's kechuchav, it's lula. He'll think that you are making fun of him, and he won't take you seriously, and it won't be a good hasra. That's all it means. But it doesn't mean you have to say the correct hasra. It's just that you can't say the wrong hasra. That's what Tosfos Rid says right here. Pirish, Shemoto di enu le'eza malacha doma, ela ato mer alta se, shehaose malacha b'shabas chayev skila, yomar melibo, eza malacha, shrekom malacha shnuyo sein, ve'ein zu achas mehen, helgacha tatsarach lo diam, sheho di enu shetoldas malacha plonisi. You gotta say which one, that is the Tosfos Rid. Right here. But again, there's a different other Rishonim. So you have to warn. You have to say the right one. The Mitzvah Chinuch again discusses this in the beginning of the Isser, the Mitzvah of Shabbos, Mitzvah Lamed Beis. He discusses Hasra and he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes our Tosfos, Moed Katan Daf Beis and Mabeis. Feini Maven, and he quotes the Masrin and Bo Shezech Chilul Shabbos. Vasa Mishum Shabbos. Lo Malo Havim Farsha Isser. Right, Tosfos just says you got to say the Isser. So he says according to that Tosfos, so why isn't it enough to say you're violating Shabbos? The Zehu Isser, the Asur Lassus Malacha B'Shabbos, V'Lama Eino Dai Basra Kazu. Why isn't it enough? You have to be so specific. U'Mashaviyu Tosfos Misanhedrin Daf Mem Ayin Sham Deino Chacha Klalaze Rakim Masrim Bo Dezeh Asur V'Chayevin Ala Dai V'Pradu Maskulo B'Feir Shalav V'Chom Malachas B'Shabbos Eim Alav Zeh Lama Lo Yischayev. So Tosfos, the Minchas Chinuch, is bothered. Why this wouldn't be enough that you have to give the actual exact malacha. Maybe it's for him to take it a little more seriously. But either way, that's an important discussion of hasra'a. Lumdus-wise, it could relate to what's the purpose of asra. Is it purely just to make sure the guy knows that it's usr, or is there something more involved? Even if he knows it's usr, it's maybe to add to the chumras ha'avera itself. An avera done after hasra'a is different than an avera done not after hasra'a, even if in both cases the person knows that it's usr. Right, it adds to the chumras avera. Maybe the chiyuv malchus misa is only for a maisa that follows hasra, because then it reaches the higher standard of avera that is mechayiv, that leaves a person culpable. Could be. Okay. Esther of Yosef LaRabba. Rav Yosef now has a kasha on Rabba. Rabba who says, it's choresh hamenachesh v'amachapel akilayim lokif, somebody weeds. Or, next iser regarding that we're talking about, Avodas HaKarka. So we have Chol HaMoed, we have Shemitah, we have Shabbos, now we have Kilayim. Gemara goes one to the other. Hamenachesh, weeding. Vamachapel Kilayim, where I cover the roots of the tree for Kilayim, Loka, I get Malkus for that. That's Malkus. I'm helping out the growth of Kilayim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afa Mikayim. Rabbi Akiva says, even if I'm just Mikayim Kilayim, what does that mean? Mikayim kilayim, that is good enough. Rashi here, which is different than Rashi elsewhere, which maybe again symbolizes it's not Rashi. Rashi says here, af mikayim, sheroa kilayim zarua veinam avatlo. I see kilayim and I don't do anything about it. I don't rip it out. I don't have plans to rip it out. So that's an iser of kilayim. Iser of kilayim, says Rashi. Sounds like from Rabbi Akiva that you're going to get malchus for that. Af mikayim. So Rabbi Akiva, one of the ones that holds lav sheimbo maisa lokanalov, could be. That's what some Rishonim say. And that's what you have to say, explain for this Rashi. But if you look Rashi elsewhere, if you look at Tosfos and Maseches Avodah Zarah, and Rashi and Avodah Zarah there, say no, it means possibly that the Aruch says like the Rashi says here. But other Rishonim there says that no, it means that you do an act. You like put a fence around it. That's what it means, Mekayim. Or the Tosfos HaRush, right here. He quotes, Pirsh Rashi, Sharon below Akram. Below Nehirosh, Yishchayim, below Maisa. Ela Mekayim, Hainu, Kigo Nichosh, Kisuach, O God, they're Geder, Svivav, Kedei Lekayim. You do something to be Mekayim it, says the Tosfos HaRush. So it's Machlokas Rishonim here and elsewhere. What does Rabbi Akiva mean? There is a beautiful Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Hey. And he has a long piece there where he discusses this concept of Lav, Sheyesh B'Maisa, Ein B'Maisa. And he has a couple of suggestions for our issue. First of all, he assumes, I guess he's going with the assumption that Rashi here is Rashi. And he tries to explain the seira between why Rashi in one place says Mekayim and one place he says you have to actually have an action. He said maybe it depends whose it is. Depends whose it is. If it's somebody else's, so maybe you have to do an action. If it's yours, maybe just Mekayim is good enough. Relating to his other line here, and this he relates to many, Isurim, it's a very creative pshat, which helps explain a lot of different sugyas and Rishonim, and that is, even if something is a lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lokan alav, it could be that an original maisa related, starting this process, is good enough to label this as a lav she'ein bo maisa. Let's say somebody's wearing shatnez, and they don't take off the shatnez. So they get an avera for like not taking it off. They didn't do a maisa. It's just on. It could be the original maisa. Somebody goes into the Beis HaMikdash when they're tamei, and then they find out they're in the Beis HaMikdash, so that they're tamei, and they don't run out. So if they get punished for that. Lav shema maisa. It could be the original maisa. So to here, it might depend, did you plant the kilayim, or did somebody else plant the kilayim? And you're just now allowing it. So if you planted the kilayim, maybe that's good enough for a foul to be followed by a makayim. You don't need a later maisa. The other case maybe is because you didn't do the original one, so you have to do the maisa right now. Okay, that's discussion. What does the word makayim mean? But now we get to the reason why this was quoted here. Again, it's a kasha. Rav Yosef asks on Rabba. Bishlam aladidi. Rav Yosef says, I fit into amina mishum zoreya. I say that weeding is Zoreya, Hainu da Asira Zariya Bikilayim. I know Zariya and Kilayim is Asir. Eladidah, and that's why it says Menachesh here. Eladidah da Amrit Mishum Choresh, but you say Choresh. So this is Choresh. Charish Bikilayim Yasira. Is there an Isra of plowing Kilayim? You're saying this is in Charisha. So the Gemara could have answered, well, maybe there's a difference between categories of Kilayim and categories of Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara says, Amr Le Mishum Kayim. No, really, it's weeding is like Mekayim. That's the av, so to speak, being mekayim kelayim. I have a mitzvah sefer. Rabbi Kiva Omer Rafa mekayim. La Tanakama la misha mekayim. 1 minute. No, Rabbi Kiva is the one that says even mekayim. The Tanakama says it's not mekayim. Tanakama says menachesh. Kul Rabbi Akiva he really it's all Rabbi Akiva. Shita uma tam kamer. It's like a chisuri mechstra. Ma tam hamenachesh hamachape bekelayim loke. Why do they get malchus misha mekayim? She Rabbi Akiva Omer. Af hamikayim. Mikayim is also included in the Isra of Kilayim. My time under Rabbi Akiva, a little bit more, Titania, Sadacha, Lo Sizra, Kilayim. Do not plant in your field Kilayim. Ainli El Azorea, Mikayim, Inayim, Tamalomar, Kilayim, Sadacha, Lo. So we can read it as that, because it doesn't say it in the normal way of Lo Sizra, Sadacha, Kilayim. So we darshan the Smicha, Sapsukim, or Rashi says here that we're Goran and Mosifin, we're allowed to switch around some words, right? Different days in the Rishonim. Which tool is being used here to darshan? Is it Smichos? Is it Goran and Mosifin? Either way, this is the Makkah of Rabbi Kiva that even just being Mekayim, Kilayim, is going to be Yasser. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, next time, we get into heavy duty Shemitah. Isurim of Shemitah, this is one of the Dafim and Shas. I mean, there's no Bavli on Masechah Shvias. There's only Yerushalmi. So this is one of the Dafim and Shas and the Bavli that help us out understanding the Isurim of Shemitah. Okay? Welcome to Masechah Moed Katan.